This is Twit.
It's kind of hard when you talk about dev stuff. I really try hard not to make people like drool and their eyes roll back in their head falling asleep when I talk about dev stuff. And so I think I didn't do a great job, especially with visuals. And I think because I was just a guest, I wasn't like, Burke, roll that crispy footage in that link that I kind of show you. Because it is a hard thing to see. But I kind of wanted to talk about it a little bit more because this is going to be kind of an ongoing thing with Android and why y'all should be excited. And I apologize again for podcast listeners because, again, this is very hard to communicate with just voice. But I kind of wanted to go kind of... maybe like rewind, like go back to like December 2021 when I was talking about Compose and kind of like maybe give more visual examples and kind of talk about some stuff that is worth getting excited for just from a dev perspective and to give it a proper treatment. So I mentioned that Jet Compose is just kind of easier to read and more natural. And so that's kind of the thing. If you have any experience with like web development at all, you might be familiar with HTML, like the markup language, and you might be familiar with like things like CSS and JavaScript that build on top of that. And traditionally, Android UI has looked like that. Compose is a bit different. It's a bit more easier to read and natural, kind of languagey. And that was like that tweet actually that just flashed on the screen. It's a little bit hard again if you're not a dev, but if you compare the left to the right, this is kind of like things are getting skinnier. This is kind of like a small like example, so it's hard to see, but a lot of things I've been that kind of emphasized with more modern development across any platform is just more readability. It's getting to be like less magic, less kind of like weird, that kind of whole Greek to me kind of feel, and kind of becoming more easier to read, more naturally language, and that's what kind of Compose and Kotlin brings us. But anyway, the really important stuff for us as consumers is the cool crap that people do. I wanted to say a different word there that would have sounded cooler. But basically, back in May last year, the Android team, or Google rather, put out this Android Dev Challenge where it was like a 4-week thing. And devs had 1 week to complete a number of challenges. So like the first week was, hey, make us a pet adoption app in a week. And the second week was make us a timer in a week, and kind of focusing on like different parts of Jetpack Compose. And I kind of wanted to highlight some of that just because I think that if you kind of think about the idea of someone writing a really cool app in a week and then seeing what people came up with using this new toolkit, it's pretty awesome. So there's quite a few things. I think one of them that was really awesome was the weather app. So so 1 week for everything. And one of the winners for visual beauty was a app called Weather Scene by Chris Horner. And I think so this gentleman, Chris Horner, actually had another weather app that he was working on, but he was able to kind of rewrite it in a week in Jetpack Compose. And are we able to get like, there's like a screenshot.
And that's start to finish, like from the ground up.
Start to finish. Like, right. Yeah. I actually looked at the code and like his first commit was like the start of the week. His last commit was like the end of the week. And I think there's actually a picture of it somewhere, maybe in the GitHub or something at the bottom.
Yeah, if you go to the GitHub and then scroll down, there's the screenshots area. Is that what you're talking about? Kind of shows off the app a little bit.
Yeah, go all the way down. Oh, wait.
Nope, wrong thing. So, Burke, if you look on the collection of links on line 17, you'll see the weather app visual beauty winner by Chris Homer. And there's a GitHub link.
Yeah, Chris Homer. Oh, sorry, Chris Horner. My bad.
Horner,
my bad.
There we go. Scroll down, then you'll see.
Yeah, scroll all the way down. And so this was done in a week.
That's amazing.
Like, that's amazing, right? So there's like beautiful graphical.
That makes me feel like a failure.
But also it should give you kind of hope that you can do these kind of beautiful things. And just to kind of visually, there's like a really cool banner with like a really wonderful graphical element. There's even like temperature graphs that, you know, that show like the curves and everything, and these wonderful tables and just all this data, like really nice topography and like all these different elements. And that was done in a week, which is kind of mind blowing to me. And this was like a fully functioning app, I believe. And then if you want like a super extreme example, the third week was a speed challenge. And, or actually I think that was the fourth week was a speed challenge. So basically write us the coolest app you can in as fast as you can. I think they did it in like three different time zones. And so I think the winner of our time zone was WeTrade by Jorge Baños. And he wrote this app in 2 hours and 43 minutes. And I mean, look at this.
How do you do that? That is amazing.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, like maybe if you were super, super, super good with like, you know, I'm very well versed in like the old view system, you could do this maybe into, I actually am sweating thinking about doing it the old way in the old toolkit in 2 hours. But so this is basically the idea is like, if you take a look at something like that and it's a really professional looking trading app, you know, it's well styled, it's beautiful. Everything is spaced out well. There's, you know, trending lines of different colors. Like everything looks very professional and like, you know, it doesn't look like a cookie cutter app. Like I think that was one thing that when material design first came out, everything looked the same. This looks like, you know, just some company and like has some branding. It looks like a unique, well designed, well implemented thing. And it was done in 2 hours and 43 minutes. So I think that's just just to get people more excited. And I know like it's easy for me to be excited because it's like my day to day, but I think that sometimes when you see the lag between, hey, like we came out with Material U and it's going to be awesome, and you don't see your favorite apps pick it up very quickly, a lot of it is kind of the difficulty with doing fancy things with, you know, I wouldn't say like stone tools, but like maybe like think of it as a broom versus a vacuum cleaner. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
right.
it's there's still work to be done. You still have to do a lot of the stuff by yourself, but the speed with which you can do things and the efficiency with which you can do things is totally at a different level. So I just wanted to showcase that. Actually,
Could I ask you a question before we move on this markets app? What was it called?
WeTrade.
The WeTrade. Yeah. So yeah. Okay. So the app itself is developed using Jetpack Compose very quickly. Right. How mm-hmm. much preparation is done prior? Like, was part of the challenge you can't think of, like you can't do any like mental planning about this? Because I imagine you as a developer, you have to have an idea of like the tree, like the direction that a user goes into before you ever get in the tools and play around with these things. How much does that come into play in something like that?
But also like the API and the database schema and like all mm-hmm. this sort of stuff. Like, you know, like it's, you know, like the app itself is the front end is actually functional, and then what happens inside the app and how it manages data, but then are there any services it's connecting to, right? So
No, that's a great question. I feel like 2 hours and 14 minutes is just straight up coding. I think that's fair to say. Okay. And then like, as and you're 100% correct that like when we do a feature, there's quite a bit of like, I won't say manpower, that's not like person power, put into design and figuring out interactions, figuring out like the flow of something, figuring out all the different use cases. And then like, as Ron mentioned, like all the kind of like, ancillary, like kind of things, like what services do I need? And even like designers just generating images. Like I mean, a lot of stuff can be like kind of hand-drawn in Android for lack of a better way of phrasing it. But sometimes we just need someone to draw something pretty and we stick it in the app. And so that also takes time. So I think it's fair to say that 2 hours and 43 minutes wasn't like from conception in his brain to, you know, pushing it out, but that like pushing out to the store, to GitHub or whatever, but that the actual coding time was 2 hours and 43 minutes, which is still freaking amazing.
That's bonkers. Yeah.
And so, but that's actually a good point, because maybe this also, because a lot of times when we are building apps, and I've mentioned this before, a lot of the compromises that we have to make and a lot of the decisions we have to make are based on time, when we hope to release something, when we have to release something, and how much, you know, resourcing that we have in terms of designers and devs. And we cut out stuff. Like I've very many times said, hey, I'd like to do a cool animation here. And it's like, well, that's kind of at the bottom of the list that gets cut out really easily. Or, hey, this visually, we could do something really cool with the typography here, or maybe we could kind of add in this kind of like little bit of flair, and that gets cut out really easily. Or, you know, we think we're going to do a version 2, and because life is life, we don't get around to it. And so the idea of like more productivity on this end and being able to kind of iterate really quickly is really cool. I mean, there, to get a little bit super, super technical with it, like with Compose in certain situations, you can actually change a value in code and then have it like immediately be reflected in the app, like kind of live editing it as like, as you go. And that's pretty amazing. Like if you can imagine just sitting side by side, a designer and a developer, and rather than me working the whole day, sending you a build and you saying, okay, maybe checking off 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 different things that don't look right, you can sit with me and I can just say, okay, I'll tweak this. How does that look? I'll tweak this and how does it look. So there's a lot of really cool like ease of communication, ease of collaboration that goes along with it as well. So this is just really exciting. And hopefully, you know, people will have more time and more capability to do cool things. And maybe we'll end up making apps that look as cool as the ones you see at Google I/O when Android or when Google releases a new thing for Android. So I kind of wanted to circle back around to that.
Love it.
And big companies are using this now. I'm going to call it he's a friend of mine, Alex Lockwood. He actually works at Lyft. He used to work at Google and now he works as Lyft. And yeah, if we pull up like the one tweet that he did. So Alex is awesome. He's one of my Android heroes. If I can go off on a tangent, my very first paid Android gig ever was a nightmare. I was actually at an Android conference, but stuck in the hotel room. My husband was speaking and I was in the hotel room just working, not having fun. And we had a dev actually walk out on us because he said, "I'm sorry, y'all. I've been working in startup for like X years. I know when my mental health is more important. So bye." And he just left right before. And we were releasing like the end of that week. So I was there by myself trying to fix bugs all night. And the point of the story was like, actually Alex Lockwood, who is like a prolific blogger and a prolific kind of experimenter.
Yeah, I've heard of him. Yeah.
Yeah, so he works at Lyft now, and he wrote this great tweet, which I think is a good example of things. So he's writing the design system for Lyft, which is basically a design system is kind of a library, a kind of like, how do we as a brand and as an app, you know, do this button? How do we do loading screens? How do we do forms? How do we do buttons? And kind of is just the language design-wise that you write an app in. And so Alex did this, and I think the tweet was like, It was like, "I've been working 2.5 years on the design system for Lyft," and he's really proud. But then he spent less than a day rewriting most of the common components composed, and he's using a fraction of the code. And he's now like, "What do I do now?" Because he just, you know, so quick.
I have all this spare time now. What am I going to do with it?
Jeez. Now. What do I do? Yeah. So
how do I work?
And if you're interested in like graphical stuff, Alex Lockwood is a great person to follow. He does amazing experiments. Visually, he's like a big Figma person too. He's a really cool guy. He's super great on both like the super technical stuff and the UI stuff. But you know, This is Lyft, right? This is a major company that's investing time and getting a lot of benefit from Compose. So that's your dev spiel for the week. Love Compose. Hopefully things cooler and better things will come out better. And yeah, that's some of Alex's experiments with animation in Compose. Like Compose, there's still a lot of math and work, just like kind of, again, like going back to like the analogy of the broom and the vacuum, you still got to push that vacuum around, but there's a lot that's easier with Compose and faster to do. So hopefully, I mean, I know the first thing I want to do is just stick a bunch of this cool stuff in there, and hopefully now I'll have time to do it.
Amazing.
I just wanted to kind of touch back and kind of more visually explain why this is so cool instead of just being like, "Hey, the dev is ranting about weird technical stuff."
Well, and it also helps to have the examples to look at, right?
Because
like I, as a user, I can really connect with what I see and from a usability standpoint, and then to consider the speed at which these things were created. Like, you know, as a user and a non-developer, I think of development as this like complex, like Rubik's Cube thing that's like impossible for anyone to solve quickly. Like, I don't even know where to begin, but yet people are making these incredible apps in a couple of hours as a challenge because the tools enable them to do it that quickly. And that's just a testament to how far we've come with these tools, right?
Absolutely.
Not just Android, just in general, all of these development tools have improved so much over the years and in Android as well. So that's amazing. I love it. Really cool stuff. Cool. Thank you for highlighting that. We'll have more of this going forward with you, Wen, because I love the knowledge that you bring in general, but also, you know, from the developer perspective, it's just really cool stuff. It's stuff that, like, you know, Ron and I, we don't live and breathe development the way you do.
I wish I did more. I'm so thankful for developers like yourself that I know and that you can tap into and get that information. It's the totally one of those things where I wish I could, you know, there was a moment in time where I could have gone down that path and I chose a different path. And not that I have any regrets, but I am very respectful of what wizards like you can do with all this sort of stuff. Yeah. And
you guys are like way too sweet. I mean, I think that's an interesting thing though. And I, you know, just just like kind of like people have different preferences, different things that kind of inspire them. It's really interesting. With Android, with a lot of other development, especially kind of user-facing development, there's kind of like the UI side, the UX side, which is where I love and I live. And then there's the kind of architecture inside. It's just like a car. Mm. You know, there's like the outside of the car, like the body of the car, like the way that the steering wheel and like the dash is set up, and like whether you got a floppy paddle versus like a transmission. And then there's like the engine, right? Like whether you have a 6 or 8 cylinder and all the other car terms that I don't actually know, because this is where my car knowledge stops. And so some people, you know, specialize on the engine part. Some people are really great at like kind of like, you know, body work and like kind of like interior design. That's kind of me. And my husband's a total architecture person. And what I think is interesting is a lot of people have traditionally kind of hated Android UI development because it is difficult. It takes time. It can be a drag. And I think this is inspiring people to kind of look at it again. I've seen anecdotally quite a few people say, hey, like this is actually like a lot easier now. So, I mean, especially if you, and I've said this before, if you are looking to get into mobile development, dive into this and use the new stuff right away. It is increasingly what one would hope development would be, where you get to focus on making cool things and not on all the nitty gritty of how the heck you can do the whole thing, which is really what we hope for. And as like we go forward and people are making apps, hopefully they'll make better, more stable, more reliable, more delightful apps using tools like this as we kind of go further along with this 10, 12 years of like mobile space. So anyway.
Yeah. Cool. Indeed. Love it.